Jury, show your points. That was very good, though. Okay. Who's the guy who is on the...
You ready?
Is it six?
I think it was seven.
Okay.
Ready? Seven, six, six. Whoa, why is that?
Well, she was doing phenomenal, and then she kind of blew it at the end. So that was, otherwise, we would have given her a higher score.
We forgive you.
I would just like to say, Brittany, you're a woman of many talents, and keep going. Keep going.
This is Paula.
Our next contestant is Doug. Doug wrote the song himself, I'm Coming Back. The words are amazing.
So Doug is the second one. And where's Doug?
Right there.
He's behind me. He's getting ready. So, and the next one will be Chelsea. So Chelsea can get ready after Doug. So while Doug is getting ready, I have a few questions for you. So the first one who answers the question is the winner. What month did Catch the Fire start? Ajax. May. Oh, wow. I don't even know the date, so I'm not going to ask the date. Okay, so can you please give that to Annie? Thank you. Doug, tell me when you're ready, okay? Are you ready? Okay, good. So Doug, he wrote the song himself.
Now we have Chelsea Taylor on keyboard accompany. Oh.
Whoa, and why is that?
Because of originality.
Doug, that was good. And you know what? If we really listen to the word, it is the word of God. And you know what you should do? You should get together maybe with Brittany and someone else and really compose it with more music and depth. And it's a good one. It's the word of God. That is the truth.
You know what? You've got to start speaking.
No, I'm good. Not
right now. Okay. Now we have Chelsea Taylor. She's playing the keyboard accompanied by her wonderful sister, Brittany, and she will be singing When I Am Afraid.
Okay, while she's getting ready, Jonathan, have a question for you.
Who was the first person to get saved at Catch the Fire Ajax? Who's the first person to get saved at Catch the Fire Ajax?
Just say it. Who is the first person who got saved at Erhan over there? Who said that?
Esther.
Oh, do I give her a gift? We'll give you a gift. Okay, Chelsea.
Okay, it's on. Okay, here I go. One moment to the next.
The floods of death could never shake, for there is no peace of mind outside the truth in Christ. For the fear is real and its power can kill the stability of our times. The stability of our times will be the rock that is higher. He's higher, the rock that is higher. Cause when I am afraid, I will trust in you. When I'm overcome, I will cling on to the rock that is higher. It's higher, the rock that is higher. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. When I'm overcome, I will cling on to the rock that is higher.
Very good. So now the jury, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's see your points.
I give Chelsea a 9 because I thought she was amazing.
Me too.
Very good.
Everyone heard me.
What else?
Oh, and you know, we were questioning the whole purpose of the sidekick. We weren't quite certain.
Okay, 9 from Miss Susan Toon. Why is that?
Brilliant, and the truth, brilliant.
Very English, that's very good. And Mr. Joseph?
I really like how she hit the notes, and very good.
Very good. So now we have the kids. While the kids are preparing themselves, please get ready. Jonathan has a few questions very quickly. So,
how many campuses is under CTF Toronto? How many campuses?
11. Bingo.
Is this under kids now?
Okay, say it again.
11.
No higher.
Are these under children?
I have no idea.
Who's at 10?
I have no idea.
Oh, who's at 10? Sasha at 10. Sasha and Kate, we're going to share the cake. This is sharing time. So, Jonathan, we're going to give up to them.
How many
are the kids
there?
Ready? They're not ready then. Next question.
How many school of ministry do we have worldwide?
Bob. What about Bob?
Who said six? Kelly. So we'll have Kelly, we'll give get one, and then one will be shared. Next question. Are you guys ready? Kids ministry? Ready? Okay. Next time. So just give the gift and then they start.
Thank you.
you say it's a blessing for me too, the song came to me. Thank you for being there for me too.
Thank you, Jesus.
Loving me so.
Never, never, never know.
Loving me so.
Yeah. Thank you for your blood. Yeah.
That was very, very good. Thank you, kids. You did a good job. Yay! Astra, thank you. Thank you so much, Astra. That was good. And now we have Lisa Taylor. Oh, the judges, of course. I'm sorry.
Actually, I want to give them a standing ovation. If I could give them 10 times 2... If I can actually rate them 10 times 2, I would. It, from the choreography to the facial makeup to how real it is in our life that who he is for us. So great job.
Good, very good. Next one. Get the phone close to your, the microphone close to young.
10.
Amazing.
10. Amazing. That's all I can say. Amazing.
Well, guys, I'm going to give you a 10, and I agree with Laverne. And also, next time you do one for next year, I need a waterproof mascara, please. That was so touching. It was brilliant. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, so while Lisa is getting ready, Mr. Jonathan, I have a question for you.
Name all the countries or... CTF Ajax went on a mission trip.
Name the countries. Yeah, name them.
How many? Just name how many.
Very good, very good. So, Lisa, are you ready? Okay. Yeah, we'll give a gift to your mommy.
After the last act, all I can say is that this song is one of my personal testimonies. I stand accused, there's a list a mile long of all my sin, everything that I've done wrong. I'm so ashamed, there's nowhere left for me to hide. This is the day I must answer for my life. My fate was in the judge's hand, but then he turns to me and says, I know you, I love you, I gave my life to save you. Take the place for all my sin. I stand.
good, very good. Not guilty. We're all not guilty. Amen? This is a song, I believe, for all of us. Not guilty. He paid the price for us. So now Julie is starting to cry. After you finish crying, you can start. Okay, you can go ahead. Put the microphone close, okay? Mascara and waterproof next time, okay?
Yes. I just don't have anything to say.
So Susan doesn't have anything to say, and I thought that was very rare.
I gave it an 8. I thought it was very, very good. The music, the singing, everything was excellent.
I give you a 10 because it pulled at my heartstring. Beautiful.
Yes. Amen. Very good, very good. So now the next one will be Annie and John. Annie will get. They have a sketch that they say that they are going to do. So while they're getting ready, my assistant has a little question for you.
Which is our first guest speaker at Catch the Fire Ajax?
Duncan, that's right. Duncan Smith. That is very good. Duncan Smith was the first guest speaker. And then when he came, he gave an altar call. That's when Erhan gave his heart to the Lord. So where is Miss Annie? Miss Annie is getting ready. Still getting ready. After Annie, we have Andrea. And also we'll have then Anna. And the kids are doing a dance, and that will be for today. The kids ministry teacher. And Jude, why don't you come with your group and do the, they have a prayer that they like to pray over us. How many love prayer? Imported from Israel, the prayer. Okay, why don't you do that? Why, Annie, get ready.
Those are just reprints to pass out, one per family.
Want to share?
Alan, you share, yeah.
Okay.
Come on, Bob.
Come on, Bobby.
He had to change his glasses. Tell everybody what it is, Alan.
Originally, we were going to sing this, and then they realized that my musical talent goes well below the numbers they have on those cards. So we will say it instead. I am introducing.
Yeah, you introduce it.
This prayer, you're all familiar with, but in a slightly different format. This is a prayer, the Lord's Prayer, from what they call the Hebrew Matthew. And the Hebrew Matthew was believed to be the original book of Matthew.
Yes.
Before it was translated into Greek. And this came back to light in the 1300s when a rabbi included it in one of the books he wrote. And the reason he did that was because at that time the Jews were under terrible oppression in Spain, one of many times, and they were forced into debates with the Catholic authorities. And if they couldn't answer questions on the New Testament, they were either banished from the city or forced to convert or worse. So he included this in a book called Shem Tov, and they learned this so that they could, at the very least, just be banished rather than killed, maimed, mutilated, whatever else. It's called the Avinu Prayer, and you'll notice the words are just a little bit different. Our Father in heaven.
May your name be sanctified.
May your kingdom be blessed.
Your will shall be done in heaven and on earth.
Give us our bread continually and daily.
Forgive us the debt of our sins, as we forgive the debt of those who sin against us.
Do not bring us into the hands of a test.
And protect us from all evil. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I wanted you also to know that the Hebrew below it
When you learn those words, and I really I wanted to give you copies for your family, so just don't throw it out. Just pin it on the fridge and try and learn how to pronounce some of those words. There's supernatural power when you speak Hebrew. There really is, honestly. So just don't throw it away, but just tuck it away somewhere so that you can maybe learn how to pronounce some of the words. Okay, God bless you guys.
God bless, and thank you.
Testing.
Thank you. I'm just going to stand.
Annie, you need a microphone? Yes.
There's a hole in the bucket, dear Eliza, dear Eliza. There's a hole in the bucket, dear Eliza, a hole.
Well, fix it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Well, fix it, dear Henry, dear Henry. Fix it.
With what shall I fix it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what shall I fix it, dear Liza? With what?
With a straw, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. With a straw, dear Henry, dear Henry. A straw.
The straw is too long, dear Liza, dear Liza. The straw is too long, dear Liza, too long.
Well, cut it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Well, cut it, dear Henry, dear Henry. Cut it.
With what shall I cut it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what shall I cut it, dear Liza? With what?
With an axe, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. With an axe, dear Henry, dear Henry. An axe.
The axe is too dull, dear Liza, dear Liza. The axe is too dull, dear Liza, too dull.
Well, sharpen it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Well, sharpen it, dear Henry, dear Henry. Sharpen it.
With what shall I sharpen it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what shall I sharpen it, dear Liza? With what?
On a stone, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. On a stone, dear Henry, dear Henry. A stone.
The stone is too dry, dear Liza, dear Liza. The stone is too dry, dear Liza, too dry.
Well, what it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Well, what it, dear Henry, dear Henry. What it?
With what shall I let it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what shall I let it, dear Liza? With what?
Try water, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Try water, dear Henry, dear Henry. Try water.
With what shall I fetch it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what shall I fetch it, dear Liza? With what?
Bucket, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. With a bucket, dear Henry, dear Henry. A bucket.
There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, a hole. Well, that's a lighthearted look at life and sometimes how it is, but it's also a serious implication behind it. If you don't have Jesus in your life, you just keep going back to the same old thing, and you never get anywhere. So we just recommend that if you have a hole in your bucket, let him fix it.
Jury, that was very good. Fix our hole, Lord. Okay, go ahead.
I'm giving an 8, but Annie and John, I'd like to ask one question. How long does it take to get like that when, from when you first got married?
We'll answer that separately.
Okay, thank you.
An 8, it was great comic relief.
Yeah. Same for me, an 8, really great.
Very good, give a hand. So Andrea is ready, so we're going to, we have...
Check 1, 2, check 1, 2. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, and the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, but I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the store. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
He doesn't care if it's 10 below. He's sitting by the fire's cozy glow. He don't care about the cold and the winds that blow. He just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Ooh, he goes the storm. What should he worry when he's nice and warm? He's girl on his side and the
good, very good. So let's get the jury.
Jury?
I gave a 7 for being very different, so it was really nice.
Same for me, 7. Really good. Thank you.
I can't find my 8. Okay, I gave an 8, and Andrea, no one came and asked me to dance. I felt like getting up and doing a dance or something. I was asking out. It was brilliant.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Very good.
Okay, now we have a little something on the from the volunteer, the teachers on the screen, and then after that we're going to have Anna to come and do the song. That she's going to sing for us. After Anna, the teachers, the kids' teachers are going to come and they have a dance for us. How many points for the elf? Elf.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. Now, what I've got is a song that I've written, which is called Awake. And it's about awakening. It's about a great awakening, because what I really feel is that God has planned for us not just revival, but something much deeper and something much more sustained. So this is a song which really celebrates what I believe is on its way and is about to hit us really soon. So because it's not just one person's prayers which is going to make that happen, I would really like everyone here to join in with me for this song. So what I would like is the people who are sitting on the back four tables, 1, 2, 3, 4, if you could come and stand in this middle section, that would be amazing, just so we can be a little bit closer together, because otherwise I feel like you're at the bottom end of a field or something. So if you just come and rise and stand in this middle section here for me, that would be great. So that's the table here at the back, this one, that one, and there. Thank you very much. If you just come and stand a little bit closer, that's great, because I'm going to split you into 3 groups. There's 3 different parts of this song. Thank you very much. Excellent. Okay. So now, guys, we know that it says in Hebrews that faith is a celebration of things unseen. So today we're going to celebrate God's promises for us through this song. And that's promises for us as individuals, but also as a campus, as a church, and as a nation. Because I believe, if a great awakening comes, it's going to come not just for one person, but it will be literally for the whole country. We'll see the whole nation turning to God. And how amazing would it be to see that, to see the government under godly authority, to see the education system under godly authority, to see the arts, business, all these realms of life under God. So the lyrics are a little bit more simpler than that, though, don't worry. Okay, so I'm going to split into 3 groups. So here on my left, 1, 2, these first 3 tables, you are the hallelujahs. Can I hear a hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Awesome. And then the middle group, which is all these people here, thank you, is the Victories. Can I hear a victory? Yay! Okay, and then these people here on the right-hand side for me are the Glories. Can I hear glory?
Glory!
Awesome, okay, because when we give thanks to God, hallelujah, we get the victory, and that brings him glory, because that's what's about. Okay, so, hallelujahs. I'm going to sing a line, and I want you to sing it back to me. Don't worry, it's really simple, it's really short. But your verse in this song is about the power of declaration, about declaring scripture over your life and seeing that shape what's actually happening rather than your circumstances shaping you. So it goes, I wake up and see. So have you sing back to me?
I wake up and see.
That's awesome. Your word's so sweet. Shape my life. And that's all you need to remember. It's that simple, yeah? So we're just going to sing it as a loop. So let's just sing it one more time. I sing line, you sing back to me. I'll wake up and see.
I'll wake up and see.
Awesome. Your word's so sweet. Shape my life. Okay, that was amazing. So what I'm going to ask you to do is if you can stand up. Because when you stand up, you get more air into your lungs and you feel more excited. So that was really good. You've got the tune, you've got the words, awesome. But this time, 10 times louder, 10 times more passion. Remember, this is for Jesus. He deserves everything that we have. Okay, so we'll just sing it together all the way through. So I'll count you in 3, 4, then we begin. So 3, 4. I'll wake up and see. Your words so sweet, shape my life. That's awesome, keep going. I'll wake up and see. Words so sweet, shape my life. One more time. I wake up and see. It's beautiful. Words so sweet, shape my life. Okay, that was amazing. That's what you're going to sing. That's as simple as it is. You're just going to sing that as a loop. And then I'm going to bring in the victories. Okay, so your verse is about the awakening. And it's in a figurative language. So it goes, I'll wake in the morning. So if you sing back to me. Awesome. I'll wake in the morning. That's lovely. I'll wake in the morning. Oh, that was brilliant. It's like going to the top of a mountain, yeah. Awake, awake. Brilliant. Let's say it one more time. I'll wake in the morning. That's gorgeous. I'll wake in the morning. I'll wake in the morning. Awake, awake. Okay, so that was beautiful. Now this time, 10 times more volume, 10 times more passion with a voice that knows it has the authority to heal the sick. Amen. Okay, I'm going to count you in 3, 4, then we begin. Oh, yes, we've got the beautiful girl at the front now. We're ready to go. 3, 4. I'll wake in the morning. Wake in the morning. I'll wake in the morning. Awake, awake. That's gorgeous. Keep going. I'll wake in the morning. Wake in the morning. I'll wake in the morning. Awake, awake. One more time. I'll wake in the morning. Wake in the morning, feel free to dance. I wake in the morning, awake, awake. Awesome, okay, so that's going to be your bit. You just do it as a loop again, just keep on singing that. And then the last group, okay, the Glories. So, oh, actually, I sing a verse in between, but it doesn't matter, it'll just fit in. My verse is about flowing with the Holy Spirit and hearing God's voice. And then the Glories, your verse, it's just one line, so it's really simple, and it goes, and like the sun. So have you sing back to me? Beautiful. That's shining down. Multiplying. Okay, I think you guys need to stand up. Now that was great. You've got the tune, you've got the words, but let's stand up. Yeah? And this is about, it's figurative language. Just talking about God is like that presence, isn't he? He's shining down us and he multiplies what we have. He's bringing multiplication in our life. So this is what that verse is about. So we'll sing it one more time. So it goes, I'll sing a line, you sing back to me. And like the sun. That's shining down, multiplying, beautiful. What we're going to do now is we're going to sing it 10 times louder, with 10 times more passion, and in a voice that knows it has the authority to raise the dead. Yeah. I'm not expecting you to do that today, but if you feel called to see anyone that you think needs that, that's okay. Okay, so we're going to sing it together this time, and we'll just go three times. So I'll count you in 3, 4, and then we begin. 3, 4.
And like the sun that's shining down, multiplying.
That's great.
And like the sun that's shining down, multiplying. And like the sun that's shining down, multiplying. And like the sun that's shining down, multiplying.
Okay, guys, it's brilliant. You all know your parts. Now, what we're going to do is, it sounds complex, but it's really not. It's simple. Okay, I'm going to bring in the first group, which is the Hallelujahs. And yours is, I wake up and see your word so sweet, shaping my life. Then you just keep going. Then I'm going to go 3, 4. I'm going to bring in the Victories. Okay, with I wake in the morning, wake in the morning. So you guys are both singing together then. Then I sing my little verse. So we've got 3. And then lastly, you guys will come in. So we have all 4 going at the same time. Gets very exciting. Now, at that point, I'm going to come back to this group and I'm going to nod in your direction. When I nod, it means I would like you to stop singing. Now, that is a sad moment. Obviously, there's going to be mascara running. But at that point, you will stop. And then I'll come to you. When I nod towards you, you stop. Then we just have the last group going and we join in with them. And then we have a big finish, all singing the same thing together. Does that make sense? You come in, you drop out, out, and we all join in. Yeah? Okay. Well, let's go from this on the top. Yeah, feel free to dance. There's a big space here. Everyone standing up if you're able to. Fill yourself with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And air and anything else you might need to sing this song. And let's sing this for Jesus because we have a lot to celebrate. We have a lot to be thankful for. So hallelujah. Let's sing this song in the spirit knowing that we're giving thanks to him. So
I wake up and see words so sweet shaping my life.
Sounds awesome, guys.
I wake up and see words so sweet shaping my life. I wake up and see words so sweet shaping my life. I wake up and see words so sweet shape my life.
Right, guys, you keep going. We can join in.
I wake in the morning. Awake.
That's great, guys.
I wake in the morning. Awake.
Keep going, Victories.
I wake in the morning. Awake.
Sing my verse.
Where you go, I'm going. Watch speak, I'm knowing. Like sea flowing in and out, out and in and out. Where you go, I'm going. Watch speak, I'm knowing. Like sea flowing.
Ready, glories, like the sun.
And like the sun that's shining down, multiplying. And like the sun that's shining down, multiplying.
Stand up, Jonathan.
And like the sun that's shining down, multiplying. And like the sun that's shining down, multiplying.
Okay, so let's join me then.
And like the sun that's shining down, multiplying. And like the sun that's shining down, multiplying. And like the sun that's shining down, multiplying. And like the sun that's shining down, multiplying.
Yay, thank you so much. So Guys, you're amazing. Thank you so much for getting up and coming all of this way. I really appreciate your help. Thank you. Hallelujahs, victories, glory, much victory, glory, and hallelujahs to this house. Amen.
Okay, jury, do we have...
Says
8 for group involvement,
8 for complexity,
7 for putting up with us a lot.
Teachers.
So the teachers can come, if you can please come. They have a dance for us.
Ooh, nice. Teachers.
After that, we have a last game, and then we go eat. How many is happy to eat? I can see you. You are like, yes, I'm ready. Teachers, please come quickly. Like, just as you're going to line up for the kids' ministry, you know? So all the teachers, yeah, you can come with your mommy if you want, okay. This is a family, right? So, teachers, where's Al? Al want to introduce. Okay. So.
We'll just stand on this. Okay, so Al is not here today, so I'm left with introducing us. What we will be doing today will be teaching you guys a cha-cha slide. And it requires everyone, young and old, kick your shoes off, come right up in the middle with us. We're actually going to teach you how to cha-cha slide. So within my group, we have Karina. Corinne, forgive me. Corinne.
You want to see your mommy?
Sorry. Sharon. Paula. Yeah. Cindy. Yeah. Brenda. Yeah. Shamila. Anna. And myself, but we'll do it just as best as we can do. So pretty much, as I said, it's a cha-cha slide. And it's involve steps. And actually, do we have that tutorial up for us? Yeah. Yes, we actually do have an audio and visual tutorial. And pretty much is stomping to the right, stomping to the left, doing the slide, and doing the cha-cha. And actually, Anna wanted to show you how to do the cha-cha, so you can just really just get into the move of how to do the cha-cha. So, why don't you step forward and show them how to do the cha-cha?
Really, guys, so for this, I do require you to rise up from your seat. So if you could stand up. Okay, make sure you've got a little bit of space so you're not standing on people's feet. Now, most of the moves in the cha-cha slide are really, really easy. This one is just a little bit more, there's a little bit more to it, so that's why we're just going to practice it beforehand. So, what you need to imagine is that there is a bug on the floor. Now, with your right foot, you are going to take a step forward like you're going to squash it. Okay, can everyone do that? That's forward. Now, your left leg on the spot is just going to stamp on 1, 2. So that's 2 we've done so far. Let's just go back to the start, so come back. Okay, so you're going to step forward with your right leg and squash a bug. 1. You squash the other one with your left foot on the spot. 2. Then you're bringing your right foot back onto the spot. 3, 4, 5. Okay, so there's... Basically, it's a step forward on the spot. Right, left, right. So I'll do it from the start again. I'll count you in 3, 4, then we begin. 3, 4, and step. Left, right, left, right. Do it one more time. That sounds great, guys. Okay, so it's going to be 3, 4, and right, left, right. Brilliant. Now we've nearly finished. The next bit is to imagine there's a bug behind you. With your left leg, you're going to get him. 1. On the spot with your right leg. 2. And then we're just repeating the same pattern. Left, right, left. Okay, so let's put the whole thing together. We're going to start off with our right leg first, taking a step to get that bug. So I'll count you in 3, 4, then we begin. 3, 4, and right, left, 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 right, left. Okay, I'm going to do it facing this way just to see if that helps you just see the legs. So I'll just count you in 3, 4, then we begin. 3, 4, and right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, and right, left, right, left, right, and left, right, left, right, left. Okay, does that make sense? Awesome, it sounds good.
Okay, so we need everyone. You need to be from, I need to have everyone in the middle, not actually in the corners behind your table. Come on out in the middle, let's cha-cha together. Come on. Come on out. So as I mentioned, there is a tutorial on the overhead, but you can actually follow one of the kids' ministry. Oh, sorry, there's no visual, just an audio tutorial. Okay? Are we ready?
Something new, the Casper Slide Part 2, featuring the Platinum Band, and this time, we're gonna get funky, 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 funky. Everybody clap your hands, clap, 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 clap your hands, clap, 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 clap your hands. Alright now, we're gonna do the basic step, to the left, take it back now y'all, one hop this time. Right foot, let's stomp. Left foot, let's stomp. Cha-cha, real smooth. Turn it out. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. Right foot, let's stomp. Left foot, let's stomp. Cha-cha now, y'all. Now it's time to get funky. To the right now. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. One hop this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross. Crisscross. Cha-cha real smooth. Let's go to work. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Two hops this time. Two hops this time. Right foot, two stops. Left foot, two stops. Hands on your knees, hands on your knees. Get full with it. Yeah. Come on. Clap, clap, clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands. Right now, we're gonna do the basic step. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. Right foot, let's stomp. Left foot, let's stomp. Cha-cha, real smooth. Turn it out. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. Right foot, let's stomp. Left foot, let's stomp. Cha-cha now, y'all. Now it's time to get funky. To the right now. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. One hop this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross. Crisscross. Cha-cha real smooth. Let's go to work. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Two hops this time. Two hops this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Hands on your knees, hands on your knees. Get full with it. Yeah. Come on. Cha-cha, yeah. Turn it out. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Five hops this time. Right foot, let's stop. Left foot, let's stop. Right foot again. Left foot again. Right.
messed up. Freeze! Everybody clap your hands. Come on, y'all. Check it out, y'all. How low can you go? Can you go how low? All the way to the floor? How low can you go? Can you bring it to the top? Like your neck never stop. Can you bring it to the top? One hop. Right foot now. Left foot now, y'all. Cha-cha real smooth. Turn it out. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. One hop this time. Reverse. Reverse. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Reverse, reverse. Reverse, reverse. Cha-cha now, y'all. Cha-cha again. Cha-cha now, y'all. Cha-cha again. Turn it up. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Two ups, two ups. Two ups, two ups. Right foot, let's stop. Left foot, let's stop. Charlie Brown. Pop it up now. Slide to the right. Slide to the left. Take it back now, y'all. Cha-cha now, y'all. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Do that stuff. Do it. Do it. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm out here, y'all. Peace, peace.
So, everyone, on behalf of the kids' ministry teacher, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, teachers. That's an interesting dance. So we're going to, before we eat, we're going to have a game. Johnny's have a game, and then that is going to determine who is going to go first, okay? So, okay.
All right. I need to have two volunteers. I just want to grab two people who haven't done anything. All right, so they should be around. You dance. Who didn't dance? Who didn't do anything? Who was sitting all the time? You did an acting. Yeah, okay. I have one guy, and now I need a lady. Nicole, you want to volunteer? What, Paula? Paula did. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. We have 11 table, and... No, we have 11. And we are going to do all the last one together. Okay. This is going to determine which table is going to get the food first. So, jury, you guys can walk around. You don't need to sit down, find out which table is more participating and everything, all right? Okay, we're going to give your table a number. So you have to remember the number. How many knows the 12 days of Christmas? The 12 days of Christmas, my true love gave to me. All right, let's do that together. One together. One, two, three. The 12 days of Christmas, my true love gave to me. All right, that's very good. Okay, now, each table is going to be one of the days of the 12 days. All right? Okay, let me call you guys. Amazing, this table. So you're going to be table number one, right? Which means you're going to sing more than all the other table. All right? Table number one, right? And you're going to be table number two, right? Table number two. This is going to be table number... I can't hear you. Three. Right, you need really, right, three, four, right, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and 11. Okay, right, where are my two volunteers? Okay, you're going to take that Thank side. You. You're going to take the one, you're going to take the two, you're going to take the 3, so you're going to take the 4, you're going to take the 5, and you're going to take the 6. That's how we go on. So you're going to take turn. Okay, what you're going to do, you're going to make sure you go to the table when it's their turn to sing. You have to be the cheerleaders for them to sing. All right, now, all the song has an action, right? Daniel, come on here. All right. Right. The one that has 5 golden ring, right? This is where you have to show your ring kind of thing. Okay. The peach on the pear tree? Partridge on the pear tree. Okay. Guys, you have to do the 3 thing, right? You have to do the 3. And there's going to be, there's a note on your table, and we're also going to have it on the projector. So if you can't read the projector, we'll go back to this one. Okay? Are you ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where's number 6? 6 is there, so that's 6. So you go, all right? Okay. All right.
Okay. So, okay. So I'll give the introduction for that then. Okay. Okay.
Okay, are we ready? So when your table is called, you guys have to stand up, okay, for that particular part. And then the last one, which the 12 days, we all stand up, okay? Now, the more original, the more participation, the jury is going to give you more points. All right, and all right, are we ready? Okay. Can I have some?
On the first day of Christmas, true love gave to me
a pear tree. The second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
two turtles
and a partridge and a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, true love gave to me 3 hench friends, 2 turtles and a partridge and a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 calling bird, 3 French hens, 2 turtles and a pear tree. On the 50th of Christmas, true love gave to me 5. Four golden birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtledoves, and a partridge and a pear tree. On the 60th of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 ears of lime, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French and 2 turtledoves, and a partridge and a pear tree. On the 10th day of Christmas, joy gave to me
7th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 swans a swimming, 6 geese a laying, 5 golden rings,
4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtledoves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Cat maids are milking, seven swans are swimming, six geese are laying, five
golden rings.
Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me.
Nine ladies dancing, eight maids are milking, seven swans are swimming,
six geese are laying, five
mountain rings. Five calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the tenth day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me.
Ten lords are leaping,
nine ladies dancing, eight maids are milking, seven swans are swimming, six geese are laying, five
golden rings.
Four calling birds, three French hens,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
11 pipers dancing,
10 lords are leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids are milking,
7 swans are swimming,
6 geese are laying,
5
golden rings.
4 golden birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Okay, we're going to do the 12th one now. Okay. Let me give you one more chance. The jury's, how's it now? Tight? It's hard, right, to get the best one, right? Okay. Now this is what's going to separate you. Okay. All right. Let me give you some. We're going to do the one. Okay. When you say four calling bird, the bird literally has to go quack, 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 okay? Right? When you say the two turtle dove, gitchy, gitchy, goo, like, you know, right? Okay, three French hen, buck, 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 all right? Right? So you got the idea. You got the ideas. Okay? So, you need to really pop it up for this last one. Okay? Okay, on the 12 days.
Okay. On the 12th day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me. 12 on the drum. 12 drums.
Sorry.
On the 12th. Okay, let's do it again. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. 12 drums, 12.
11
pipers piping, dance lords are waving, 9 ladies dancing, 8 snakes are walking, swans and swans are swimming.
Where are the swans?
6 geese are laying, 5 golden rings.
Three French hens,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Okay, all right, we're going to do that one a little bit faster. Number 12. Okay, all right.
Number 12.
Faster.
On the 12th of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Juries, come back and smell the good food. Okay, jury?
All right.
Okay.
All right, so this is what...
You have to
explain. First table that's going to go is table one. The second table that's going to go is table five. The third table that goes is table nine. The fourth table that goes is table 11. The fifth table that goes is table 10. Where's table? The sixth table that goes is table 12.
Right here.
Yeah, over there. And then the seventh table that goes is table 4. The eighth table that goes is table 6. The ninth table is 7. The 10th table is 8. And the last table is 3.
And I'm sitting on number 3, and I couldn't bribe the judges.
Three is the middle, right? Well, 3 is the middle, isn't it?
Yeah. No, 3 is there.